So how do we close the deal? I want to show you page one of the New York Times today, because a reporter went to Greene County, Tennessee. Put that up on the screen. And here's what they found. A week here in Greene County reveals a more nuanced, layered hesitancy than surveys suggest. People say that politics isn't the leading driver of their vaccine attitudes. The most common reason for their apprehension is fear. Fear that the vaccine was developed in haste, that long-term side effects are unknown. Their decisions are also entangled in a web of views about bodily autonomy, science and authority, plus a powerful regional, somewhat romanticized self-image. We don't like outsiders messing in our business. How do we reach that mindset?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think actually there are three buckets of people who have not yet had the vaccine, and we have to regard these three groups very differently. There's a group that's truly anti-vax. They're anti-science. They may not have been vaccinated their children. I actually don't think that that's the group that we should be targeting first. The group we should be targeting first are those who actually really want the vaccine, but just haven't had it because they have other things in their lives to worry about. They have work, maybe they're working multiple jobs, they're taking care of elderly parents or young kids. We need to make it really easy for them to get the vaccine. I think we should be closing mass vaccination sites, redistributing vaccines to doctor's offices, pharmacies, getting pop-up clinics in churches, in schools, in workplaces. That's how we'll reach those people. Then there's that big middle. I think that's the group that you were referring to, Michael. People who have specific concerns about the vaccine. We need to address these concerns, ideally by people in their community who change their minds, who initially thought, I'm worried about these vaccines too, but here's what changed my mind. For those people to tell those stories and now show all these pictures of people reuniting with their families, going about their normal lives. I think we should do just like people did the vaccine selfie. I think we need to have selfies of people now going to bars and restaurants with other vaccinated people to show what a return to 2019 pre-pandemic life could really look like.